1 Samuel chapter number 21. 1 Samuel chapter 21. If you would stand with us for the honoring and the reading of the Word of God, as our custom is. 1 Samuel chapter number 21. Give you just a little bit of background while you're turning. Psalmist David has met Goliath in the valley. He had cried, "Is there not a cause?" He took out a sling and a stone, knocked the giant face down, run, got the giant's sword and cut his head off. He wasn't playing church, he was having church. And he took his head back in the camp, believe he towed it in like a cannonball. Amen. And they began to rejoice that the giant was dead. But I will remind you this morning, giants are still very much alive in this day. So many giants that are facing the Christian. Now, David has been anointed as the king's armor bearer. David came riding back in town. The people greeted him and said, "Saul hath slew his thousand, but David his 10,000. Saul now has become jealous and eat up with envy about David. We find David now in 1 Samuel 21. Said, "Then came David to Nob to Amalek the priest. And Amalek was afraid at the meeting of David and said to him, 'Why art thou alone and no man with thee?' David said to Amalek the priest, 'The king hath commanded me a business, and hath said unto me, Let no man know anything of the business whereabout I send thee. What I have commanded thee, and have appointed my servants to such and such a place. Now therefore, what is under thine hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread in mine hand, or what there is present.' And the priest answered David and said, 'There is no common bread under mine hand, but there is hallowed bread. If the young men have kept themselves at least from women.' And David answered the priest and said to him, 'Of a truth, women have been kept from us about these 3 days since I came out, and the vessels of the young men are holy, and the bread is in a manner common, yea, though it were sanctified this day in the vessel.' So the priest gave him hallowed bread. There was no bread there but the showbread that was taken from before the Lord to put hot bread in the day when it was taken away. Now a certain man of the servants of Saul was there that day, detained before the Lord, and his name was Dog, an Edomite, the chiefest of the herdmen that belonged to Saul. And David said unto Amalek, 'Is there not here under thine hand spear or sword? For I have neither brought my sword nor my weapons with me, because the king's business required haste.' And the priest said, 'The sword of Goliath the Philistine, whom thou slewest in the valley of Elah, behold, it is here.'" I'm going to shout. "Wrapped in a cloth behind the ephod. If, oh Lord, if thou wilt take that, then take it, for there's no other save that here." And David said, "There's none like that. Give it me." You may be seated this morning. I want to preach on this Bible thought. There's none like that. There's none like that. Can I tell you this morning, there's none like this. I'm glad I've got a copy of the sword of the Word of God. Now, first of all, there's none like that because it is ever present. I'm glad today I've got a copy of the King James Bible. Notice that it stands in the holy place. Now, David had killed Goliath with the sword. He had cut his head off, and so you'll notice he took it and he put it in a holy place. Can I tell you that it still stands in a holy place to God. It still today is in a holy place. If you've got a copy of the Word of God in your hand, you got the best thing been in your hand all week, honey. I thank God for the sword of the Word of God this morning, for the battle's raging, and we need a copy of the sword of the Word of God. David said he was on the king's business, and anybody on the king's business better have a copy of the Word of God. Now, you'll notice how the devil tries to get the Word of God out of the churches. You know why? Goliath was just an ordinary man without his sword. Man, I tell you, every preacher in America is just an ordinary old man unless they got a copy of the sword. Every church in America is just an average old church unless they got a copy of the sword. I'm glad he chose the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. I'm glad we got a copy of the sword of the Word of God. I got to thinking about David as he went out on the king's business. He got real busy, and it's just like a lot of us trying to go out into the battle without a sword. Honey, you're not going to do much in this battle. You're not going to do much for the cause of God unless you've got the sword. I'm glad I got it this morning. Thank God I ain't got to look where it is. I'm glad I know where it is. A lot of you know where your TV remote is, but where's your Bible? Where's your Bible this morning? We need a copy of the Word of God in our life. A lot of churches know where the drama team is, but where's the Bible? A lot of folks know where the graveyard is, but where's the Bible? Glory to God. Well, I think I'll just clear me out a spot and preach this one. We need a copy of the Word of God back in our churches. Oh, it stood in a holy place. Oh, Lord, I'm going to run shout because you don't want to this way. I wish I had me some voice so I could really preach today. Now, I want to tell you, first of all, it's none like it because it's ever present. In 2 Peter chapter number 1 and verse 15. 2 Peter 1 and verse number 15. He said this, "Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able after my decrees to have these things always in remembrance. For we've not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.' And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with Him in the Holy Mount. We've also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well," you ought to underline that "you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, till the day dawn and the day star rise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." In other words, he said, you can know all about the Word of God that you want to know. The Bible said, study to show thyself approved, a workman rightly dividing the word of truth. He said, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. I'm glad the Word of God is ever present. I'm glad, number two, not only is the Word of God ever present, it is eternally preserved. In 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse 18. 1 Peter 1 and 18. Brother Tim, cut me some air on this morning. 1 Peter 1 and 18. The Bible said this, "Forasmuch as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by Him do believe in God, that raised Him up from the dead, and gave Him glory,
that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing you purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart, fervently. Here it is, being born again. Not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the Word of the Lord, but the Word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the Word which by the gospel is preached unto you. I want to say there's none like this, because it's ever present. Number two, it's eternally preserved. Isn't it amazing that God, some 2,000 years ago, hung on a cross, and He's preserved us a copy of the Word of God, that the man of God may preach it in the power and demonstration of the Spirit. This Word getting in your heart and become alive, and you're born again by the incorruptible seed that liveth and abideth forever. Oh, how we need to praise the Lord for a copy of the Word of God. This Word. No wonder He wants the Word of God took out of our churches. Buddy, our forefathers died for this. Some of you granddaddies and grandmamas, they done a lot of praying after they heard this. If it was not for this, we could not be saved this morning. Oh, because it tells us about Calvary's love and a Savior that died for the sins of this world. How we need a copy of the Word of God. Oh, it stood in a holy place. I want to say, David said, yeah, give me that sword, because it's none like that. I want to say it's none like this because it's ever present. Number two, it is eternally preserved. But number three, it is earnestly protected. The Bible said that it had a cover on it. Said it was wrapped up in a nice piece of cloth. Hey, I can tell how much you think of your Bible with how it's covered. It ain't nothing wrong spending $100 for a Bible cover. Amen. It's the best thing. It amazes me the way some of y'all treat your Bible. Amen. I went visiting one time, asked a girl over in Alabama. We went there. I think my brother Randall was with me. I said, "Hun, you got a Bible in the house?" She said, "Oh yeah, we got a Bible." She went to look in every place. I never seen nothing like it, Brother Wayne. She had it propped up, had the window down on it, letting air in the house. It's amazing to me how people treat their Bible. You ought to thank God that your Bible's been covered by some things for a long time and protected for His honor and glory. We ought to thank God for the Bible down in Liberty Baptist. Can I get a witness this way? Are you just going to be a bunch of mealy-mouthed Baptists? Are you going to say amen this morning? Hey, it's worthy of our... Thank God we got a copy of the King James Bible. My Bible don't read a young woman. It says a virgin. Whole lot of difference. The devil loves to weaken the Word of God. You say, well, we don't want to come around a preacher that's preaching that old-time gospel, that fire and damnation and brimstone. You better thank God you got you a preacher that'll preach this morning. Open up the Word of God and tell you that Jesus saves this morning. Boy, he found it, Brother David. It was in a cover. Thank God you got it in a cover this morning. You ought to thank God for your Bible. You ought to get you the best Bible money can buy. You drive the best car, wear the best clothes, but you ain't worried about your Bible. We better focus on our Bible and get right with God. It's the only thing between heaven and hell this morning is a Bible. It ain't the Reader's Digest. It ain't your opinion, my opinion. It's what thus saith the Word of God. David said, it ain't none like this. Well, I'm going to run because you don't want to this one. I just take me a lap around. I got a copy of the Word of God. I know you ain't excited, but I'm real excited. I often wondered what he'd done with that sword, and I found what he'd done with it, Brother Gerald. He put it in the holy place and gave it to the Lord. Said, God, to be your honor and glory. I'm glad God's still killing giants with the sword this morning. It is ever present. Thank God. It is eternally protected. Oh, it is earnestly provided. But I want to say in Psalms 119, the Bible said there's none like it because it's exceedingly profitable. Exceedingly profitable. Look in Psalms 119, the longest chapter of the Bible. I know some of you are going to faint and fall out. You think I'm going to preach out of 119 every verse this morning. Some of you need about 2 hour sermon today. Amen. Psalms 1. You'll watch a 2 hour movie, but you want to squinch when the preacher preaches over 30 minutes. I ain't preached here in about 2 weeks. I'm ready to preach a little this way. Some of you visitors walked in on a bad day. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, it's exceedingly profitable. David said in Psalms chapter number 119 and verse 89, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." You say, "Preacher, I don't believe in hell." It don't change the fact you go in there unless you get saved. Because this thing's settled in heaven. Oh my, in verse 93, he said this, "I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I've seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad." He said in verse number 103, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." Some of you go to talking a lot sweeter if you get in the Word of God. Some of you get rid of that old bitter attitude you got if you get in the honey of the Word of God. It ain't nothing like honey. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. Thank God for honey. I thank the Lord. Y'all ever eat honey comb? I love to get me a spoon and some cow butter and get that comb in a plate. Put that butter and mash it up on that honey and get some of them cat head biscuits. Somebody say amen right there. Sop that biscuit down. Put that thing down your neck. Somebody shout glory this morning. Thank God for honey in the Word of God. Boy, it'll make you sweet. It sure will. And so he said this. Oh, it's exceedingly profitable. He said in verse number 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I've sworn and I will perform it that I will keep thy righteous judgments." I like that. Oh, thank the Lord for that. And then he says this in verse number 143, "Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delight. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live." Verse 161, "Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe at thy word." 165, some of you really need to underline this. "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." Somebody say the hip dog hollers right there. Amen. You say, "Preacher, I don't like that preaching of the Word of God." Well, the hip dog hollers every time. I've heard people say to preacher, we like the church. We like the people there. But it's more there than we thought was there. Amen. But, honey, the Word of God, oh, it'll make something out of us this morning. Oh, we ought to be teaching our children about their Bible. It's so important to have a copy of the Word of God. You bought them a nice kickball. What kind of Bible have you bought them? You bought them a nice bat and a ball glove. What kind of Bible have you bought? I like that kind of preaching. Do y'all like that kind of preaching this way? Some of y'all look at me like a calf at a new gate. Honey, let me tell you something. The Word of God's very important this morning. David said, "Nothing shall offend me in thy law." He said, "Preach, boy, preach. Preach, preach, preach. Preach, come one, come all, but you must all come by the way of the old rugged cross. There's none like this. My goodness. What, am I the only one excited about this sermon? There's none like this. I want to say, not only do you find out that it's ever-present, it's eternally preserved, it's earnestly protected, it's exceedingly profitable, but I want to say it's extremely powerful. In Hebrews 4 and verse number 12, now I'll remind you, it killed a giant. And it's still killing giants in the day that we live. Hebrews 4 and verse number 12. For the Word of God is quick. What's that, preacher? Oh, it makes people alive. Hey, Brother Tim, maybe instead of a choir book, we need to fasten us a Bible under each choir book. And when the choir gets dead, let them get some Word of God, because it said it's quick. It brings life to the party. The Word of God's quick, what, and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that's made manifest in His sight, but all things are naked and open in the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. Oh my, it's extremely powerful. I wonder where we'd be without a copy of the Word of God. Brother Randall, where would you be if a preacher hadn't took this old book and preached to you 30 years ago? Where would y'all be? Brother Hugh, where would y'all... Brother Dennis, where... Brother Mike, you'd still be in the pool room. Brother David, you'd still be the heathen of that picture you showed me on the wall, because the power of God moved in you. You ought to thank God for it. Miss Sherry, because the Word of God, you got a baby on your lap that's got hope to die and go to heaven with you and Brother David one day. Because the Word of God. Brother Philip, it'll transform your life. It'll restore your home. It'll restore your spirit. It'll do everything. The Word of God's wonderful this morning.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Boy, it was protected. They had it in the holy place. Had a cover over it. I liked it. It's right behind the ephod. The one the priest put on and ministered in the tabernacle. David said, there's none like it. Oh, it's extremely powerful. And I want to say this morning, not only is it extremely powerful, but it's especially precious. Oh my, there's none like it. None like it. It's amazing to me how the Word of God... You know something? Some of y'all got saved, and you've wondered a lot about the preacher that was preaching when you got saved. Maybe he was bad. Let me tell you something, honey. It wasn't in the man. It's the Word of God. This Word is amazing to me. It brings life. He said it's quick. It brings life to the church. Lord, where would our church be without a copy of the Word? We'd be so shallow. Aren't you glad, Brother Jerry, when hard times come, you got a copy of the Word of God, you can get in it and get you something for your life. When your business is going bad, when your life's going bad, when your children's went bad, ain't you glad you got a copy of the Word of God? Ain't you glad you found it there? For we know that all things work together, Miss Peggy, for those that love the Lord. Ain't you glad, Brother Tim? He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I'll come again and receive you into myself, that where I am, there you may be also. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though through the valley of the shadow of death I walk, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thank God, grace and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And we'll dwell in the house of the Lord. We'll dwell in the house of the Lord. We'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank God we'll dwell in the house of the Lord. Don't you tell me this is all of this. Don't you tell me, honey, I've been reading too much Bible and I've been praying too long and I went too far off the deep end. The Word of God still changes lives this morning. Lord, I'm glad our church is known for the preaching of the Word of God. It is especially precious. Preacher, praise God. Let me get second wind while I'm preaching round two. I wish I had a glorified body this morning. I'd preach y'all a sermon you ain't never heard. Especially precious. Preacher, why is it especially precious? I got alone in my study. I began to ask God, Lord, why is there none like you? Lord, why is there none like this? I want to say, first of all, it advises its hearers. It alters its listeners. It answers our questions. It angers the world. It arms the church. It arrays the soldier. Its arrows are hot. It assaults the enemy. It assures the saints. It astonishes the readers. It's availing in its purpose. It's awakening in its power. It's awesome in its preaching. And it amazes me. There's none like it. It's beautiful in its setting. It's balanced in its pages. It's believable in its stories. It benefits its readers. It bestows His kindness. It blesses His people. It brags of our Savior. It's bold in delivery. It's a book read by millions. It's borrowed for a while. It's bottomless in grace, boundless in mercy, bound by the blood, bread for the hungry, breath for the lifeless, bright in its light. It's my buckler and shield. It's bundled in love and burning in my heart. And it's the book for me, glory to God. There's none like it. It's capable in its job. It's caring in its nature. It challenges my heart. It changes my path. It charges my battery. It chastens my backside. It cheers my spirit. It cleaves my sin. It clears my conscience. It clothes my nakedness. It comforts my soul. It commands my duties. It commends my work. It communicates a message. It compares to none. There's none like it. It compels to serve. It confirms His love. It confounds the world. It consoles the hurted. It confuses the wise. It continues forever. It converts the lost. It corrects the saints. It cuts my flesh. It covers it all. There's none like it. It declares His truths. It's deep in facts. It defends our faith. It demonstrates His power. It describes the Lamb. It desires to be loved. It despises the world. It's direct in approach. It's different than any other. It doctors the sick. And it's dear to me. There's none like it. It eases our pain. It edifies our people. It encourages its hearers. It enriches our lives. It enlarges our coast. Its epistles are mighty. Its equals are none. It's exceeding in instruction. It's everlasting in meaning. It's excelling in power. It's excellent in practice. It's eternal in keeping. And it's enough for me. There's none like it. It fashions to holiness. It's faultless in error. It feeds the hungry. It fills the empty. It forgives the guilty. It frees the captive. And it favors us all. It gives. It glorifies. It governs. It's God's book. It's good news. It's the gospel. It's the grace of God. It's greatly to be sought. It's a guiding light. It's good for all. It's healing waters. It's holy word. It's heaven's book. It has hell's answer. It's my hiding place. There's none like it. It's ideal. It's informative. It's joy unspeakable. It's justly in order. It's kept. It's key. It's about the King. Its knowledge is its virtue. It's the law of God, the Lamb's book, the love of God. Light unto my path. It magnifies our Savior. It maintains my happiness. It's manifold in wisdom. It's manifest in these last days. It's needful in our town. Necessary in our lives. It's offensive in its preaching. It's opposed by its enemies. It's omitted by our government. It's ordained by our God. It's passionate. It's perfect. It's plain. Its words are preeminent. There's none like it. Whoa! There's none like it. Whoa! There's none like it this morning. Hallelujah. Whoa! 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 Well, glory, there's none like it this morning. None like it this morning. Oh my God. There's none like it. It's questioned. It's quick. It's recorded. It's regarded. It's rejected. But oh, it remains. It's sharp. It's simple. It's sure. It's seeking. And it is so good. There's none like it. It talks. And it teaches. And it testifies. And it's true. It's unbelieved and undefiled. It's unspeakable and upright. It's victorious and it's vigilant. It's voice like no other. Oh Lord, it's the book for me. There's none like it. Oh, it waits. It warns. It witnesses. It's yesterday and today. And it's zealous to know you. Come, Miss Sherry. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. I'm glad that He said this too. I sure did like it, church. Lord, I'd run around the balcony, but some of you visitors look like now you done swallowed a billy goat. Scoot over, brother. I'm tired. They said this. Brother Dennis, watch this. Oh, God, listen to what he said. Oh, Lord, just let me say it. It'll hit me. There's none other here. Oh, Lord. He said, David, it's all we got. Because, David, it's proven. David, it's won many victories and many battles. David, you don't need anything else. There's nothing else here. But what we got is sufficient. What you need this morning, child of God. My sister plays, I want to open this altar. That Bible's got everything you need in your life. You just come. Bow down at His feet this morning. Thank Him you got a copy. Thank Him that He's got instruction. Thank Him He's got encouragement. Thank Him He's got resources. Thank Him that it's all we got here. It's preaching and praying and praising. Lord, there's none other like this. None. And we bless Your name that we can handle it. We bless Your name, Lord, that we can hear it. We bless Your name, Lord. We bless Your good name. Thank You for a copy of the Word of God. How it challenges our lives. Changes our hearts. Thank You, Lord, for a copy of the Word of God. There's none like it. And there's no other here. Thank You. Thank You, Lord.